that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Welcome to Love Lighthouse Podcast, and the broadcast is for today. This is Tuesday the 30th of August 2022. Welcome to the broadcast today. This is actually, you know, it feels like, oh my gosh. First of all, it felt like the year was going so slowly, but now to get to this point where it's kind of like almost heading into autumn, that autumny type of part of the year. Oh my gosh! I love this part of the year as well. Like, it's just so nice. We had kind of little like lights and everything, twinkling lights, twinkling out there at the club the other night, and actually during the game when they were playing Watsonians as well. It's really beautiful, but it reminds me more of this time of the year. And thanks to all the people that have been keeping, you know, these lights out and on their trees or wherever, or just anywhere around about their house. People have been shining the light and pointing to the light and symbolizing of that, and, you know, and being joyful, celebrating, and keeping the light going for other people as well throughout the months. And I know different things are happening with people's bills and energy stuff and things like that. Thankfully, lots of people are using solar powered nice little good ideas like that, which is fantastic. So that's really good to keep their legs going and stuff like that. Very nice. So let's get into this message. I am going to just choose in a moment or two. Oh my gosh, it's one that we hear a lot. Now, you know this, sometimes we get a verse that has never, ever, ever, ever been approached at all in the entirety of our podcast. This is very true. There are a lot of times that 12 does come up, so this can occur, but there's so many chapters that this could be anything. And the fact that this particular place keeps coming up is so relevant and important. I'll tell you, there was one day, in fact, this entire area, actually, I'll tell you what happened. We went to, it was me and someone who had sort of met me on the beach, and we were kind of working up to build our friendship and becoming associates. He is an athlete, and the funny thing about it is his area of athleticism, or his main area of athleticism, is something that, you know, you just, normally speaking, wouldn't catch me doing in a month of Sundays, like never. It's like something that really got on my nerves, not in a terrible or like huge way, but just like I can see the propensity for danger in it, not just for them in certain situations, but for others. So maybe this is giving a bigger picture, especially on country roads. Like, it's just so unfair for drivers as well. You can kind of get my, do you know what I mean? It's great if there are like places to do this that are set apart for it, or there's like a do you know what I mean? It's like a health and safety thing. It's just like a logic thing for me. For their safety and for but more so even especially for everyone else, because of the type of other vehicles and their level of, you know, speed that they can go at and just the size of them and stuff. It's just, you know, God bless. Anyway, but you know what I mean. Anyway, that is his area. So we actually went out, we were kind of like going out and having a dip in the water, and we'd left our things on the beach area, but the water was coming in. We thought, oh, it'll be fine. But eventually what happened was it kind of took our things. Luckily, I managed to find all of my things. He managed to find just about all of his things, including his phone, thank goodness. I mean, my phone was in my bag as well. He lost his top, and that had completely gone missing. So he had to walk all the way back shirtless, which for him, being so athletic and having the physique, and obviously, yes, okay, me too, large amount of time, but obviously I had like my swimsuit, and I had my other top and stuff. I didn't lose any top or anything like that, but he did, because he's a guy that I sort of tend to wear top, especially when it's like really warm, so extremely warm. Now obviously that is not the done thing when it's like, you know what I mean, you're not like going swimming and it's still warm or whatever or things, but that's what we were doing. Where the purpose was to be out there, so obviously he didn't want to get that anyway. So he eventually got the entire shirt wet, and it went missing. He had to walk all the way back with no shirt, etc., etc. Yeah, so perhaps much to many people's delight. But anyway, so that aside, the main point of this story is related to the Bible, because my Bible was actually in my bag. I didn't tell him, but it was in my bag. And the strange thing is that when I checked it, it was almost as if the entire Bible felt dry at the time. It has survived being in the water in my bag. It seemed unscathed, apart from one thing seemed to have happened to it. Particular pages in this Bible, and I can still see them right now, they're still impacted. Set particular pages were scrunched up, and only those pages, just slightly, at the outside edges of them. And I thought it was over. I think I maybe thought it was over like a longer space or over initially. But I can see right now, it's between these pages we've got opened again today that I'm going to read to you, which is very interesting. And so this was all that happened to it. It could have been soaked. Anything could have happened. But it wasn't moved. Apart from these, I mean, two leaves of pages, which means that there are one, because it's two leaves, that means in one leaf, in one piece of paper, there's one side, then there's the other, isn't there? So that's two pages. And then there's another side that's been impacted, another leaf. So then that's that one side, and then the other side to it. So ultimately, four sides impacted out of the entire Bible altogether, just very lightly scrunched up. I remember having to send him a copy of this over WhatsApp and showing him what had actually happened. And of course, he had to kind of lead that into something else. I could just imagine you like sitting with, you know, like, look, doing this or that with like candles round about you. I'm like, what? Anyway, I think it's to do with the fact, you know, with candlelight, and many people maybe like link that to scripture, worship, that kind of thing. But anyway, and what was happening is, or what is still happening is that these pages are still impacted today, and they're from Hebrews chapter 3 and 4. It goes through 5 and 6. 7, and even 8. But we're moving on to the next page, which is not really been impacted in the same way, which is so strange. But I believe that it was still an important part of this, and we still read this out. There's maybe it was maybe impacted in one type of, oh wait a minute, kind of is a little bit over in through 10. It's not as noticeable. Starting to see more. Maybe that's from it being sitting so long that it is now, there are now other parts that are being impacted even by the presence of that fold. I don't know, perhaps. But anyway, I'm going to go to this now. We're looking at, I know you're going to agree that is just wild, isn't it? It really is. Two pages, and here it was in my bag, and the sea just, do you know what I mean? My thing seemed to sit, but I mean, his entire top was carried off. I mean, wow, it is wild. It's miraculous. Anyway, here we go. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. That was from chapter 9, verse 12. And what a relief it really is to really accept Christ and not to have to go backwards and forwards, backwards and forwards, as some people do in a certain religion, who I was trying to help actually quite a bit. But there are people that go back and forth and back and forth. In other words, it's a denial of Peter. Peter actually denying Christ is part of a certain church, and it's like a process and a process. It goes through backwards, forwards, backwards, forwards, backwards, forwards. And so it's, you know, you hear people going in and out of, you know, communion or confession or whatever it is, an ongoing process, constantly backwards and forwards, accepting then not accepting, accepting then not accepting, or, you know, not really accepting, so feeling like they need more outside things to help them, all that kind of, you know, like the thingness, the flesh, the fleshly world, and the fleshly sacraments. And it's like all these can work together, absolutely, if they can help people in terms of remembrance. But surely remembrance and obedience is far more important than offering up sacrifices all the time or clinging to the physical things and looking to them all the time. Surely it should be more about the spirit. And that's when it said that certain of them followed, certain of them stopped following at that point because they couldn't understand that it is his very spirit that gave life. That was it. But for those that do understand, for those that do believe and are obedient and that don't go backwards, forwards, but they stop sinning. In other words, they stop disbelieving and denying Christ. That's the biggest sin, you know, that people can commit. This is the biggest sin. It's the biggest problem. And some might say, well, there you go, you've hit the nail on the head, Vicky. You've given everybody the answer. How many are listening and understanding and able to deal with that? Because there are so many people that don't even know as well that they are actually performing subconsciously. They're performing works because they feel guilty or out of guilt. It's not always out of love, but that's where it should be from, because there's no need to be doing works for any penance reasons if you actually believe, because your biggest penance would be for the fact that you might deny Christ in the first place, you see. So when you get to that place, then this really is important to you and it makes sense. And it is an interesting thing to think and consider that this particular peace that I'm giving you all the time, that the Holy Spirit's giving you all the time, giving us all the time, so many times, this one particular verse, hardly ever brought up in the liturgy of the Catholic Church. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God.